The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We'll stick with the Olympics for now, because the success of the Games and the amount of attention they've gotten has also brought into attention the amount of funding different sports get, with some suggesting that the €95 million that is diverted to the way of greyhound racing and horse racing should instead go to some of those Olympic sports. Gary Gannon is a Social Democrat TD for Dublin Central, and he's with me now. Gary, I know you've got a homecoming for your own local Olympic hero to get you this evening, Kelly Harrington, marching down Sean McDermott Street and elsewhere. So that'll be hugely exciting. But do you agree that some of that money should be spent elsewhere?
Yeah, well, absolutely. When you take the greyhound racing in particular, $19 million being spent on greyhound racing, the average attendance at Yall Racing Track in 2023 was 3 people. In Tralee Greyhound Station Track, it was 122 people was the average attendance. Now, when you think about our Olympic athletes, and obviously I'll talk about the sports that I pay most attention to, boxing, for example, the boxing receives very little funding. I'm going to walk with Kelly Harrington later on. Kelly Harrington had to leave the local boxing club in Dunar City because they didn't have access to a changing room for female athletes. I mean, that's something that consistently happens across the country in these sports. So look, we're looking for what we actually get bang for our buck from, what we actually gives us a sense of national pride. It isn't greyhound racing. We're not having homecomings for the greyhounds. What we're having is homecoming. What gives us a real sense of our pride is our athletics, it's our boxing, it's our footballers, our GAA. This is the place where actually we get our young people involved in them. And that for me is more important than the gold medals. It's actually how do we get people involved in these sports. That's what needs funding.
Michael Healy-Ray is with us as well, independent TD for Kerry. Michael, is it a case of one or the other?
No, it shouldn't be. And while I respect very much Gary Gannon's opinion, I don't agree with it. What I would say is what he's directly engaging in there is pitting one against the other, and we should not be doing that. What we should be saying is greyhound racing and horse racing should be supported. It is a great industry. It attracts billions in revenue to this state, and it plays a very important role in our heritage and in everything we stand for. But equally, our Olympian athletes have to be congratulated, and people, what I would call high-performance athletes, they have to be supported. And they need more support from central government. What Gary's time would be a lot better deployed doing would be asking government and stating and advocating for more resources to be put. There's a $3 billion surplus this year in the budget. We should be fighting for our athletes. We are so proud of the Hall of Medals that they're bringing. They displayed everything that is good about Ireland during the Olympics, and they flew the flag for us in an excellent fashion, and we're very proud of them. But they have to make personal sacrifices. Themselves, their families, they're trying to hold down jobs as well as representing us at such a high level. And of course, they should be supported more financially. But to be trying to put down greyhound racing and our tracks and talking about figures there, I attend regularly, for example, at our local greyhound track in Kilkenny in Tralee. And I can tell you the amount of fundraising for schools, for people, you know, for example, we have a night every year for our hospital, for and the funds that are raised on those nights are for very good. And to be putting down greyhounds, he's also putting down...
Let me go back to Gary on some of those points.
And it's interesting that Deputy Healy-Ray uses the phrase putting down greyhounds, because where my actual revulsion comes from this industry is very much because of the level of greyhounds who are put down annually. That was captured best in 2019, when about 6,000 greyhounds were culled because they didn't run fast enough. This year alone, for example, we have, in the 6 months of this, say, in 2021, we had 12,483 greyhounds born in that year. Of this month, we got a figure this week that of those greyhounds, 2,772 of them are either dead or missing. So I have a huge love of animals, of an incredible love of sport. I feel the state investment in that particular industry is unbecoming of our sense of pride.
So this is that for you, this is less one or the other, or that there's not enough money to go around. It's just that you've got animal welfare concerns when it comes to the greyhound industry.
Massive animal welfare. I think the ethics of it are completely off. I think it does us incredible disservice. I also question the economics of it, that it brings us back billions every single year. I don't I don't see that in any way. There was a report from Jim Power that captured that. If you read through the details of that report, it says the information and data upon which this report is based was provided by the Greyhound Race in Ireland.
Michael, do you have concerns, animal welfare concerns about the industry?
Well, from the point of view of a person who owns a lot of animals, I care and I cherish people and animals and every type of life, because to me, whether it's dogs or whether it's horses or whether it's cows or calves, we have to be awful mindful. And I know, of course, things have gone wrong in the past, but to be painting a brush there and to be putting a sort of a black mark on the greyhound industry, and particularly, which is what Gary has actually done, that's to ignore the people who absolutely adore their greyhounds. And I know them personally in County Kerry. They get up at the dawn in the morning when other people are inside in bed, and they're taking care of their greyhounds. They're taking them for walks and beaches because it's good for their feet. And they cherish them as the dogs are actually a part of their family. And I think it's an awful disingenuous thing to be painting everybody with the same brush.
Gary, can I just make this point?
Weren't there bad politicians in Ireland? Weren't there people who did things that were wrong, that were illegal? But does that mean to say that every politician is bad? We have people who run public houses. They run good houses. We have people who have a problem with drink. But does that mean to say we should close down every public house? We have people who have a problem with gambling. Yeah. Does that mean to say we should close down all?
We get the point. So, gambling, Gary, I guess, are you in danger of punishing all of those conscientious greyhound trainers and greyhound owners out there?
Yeah, to a point. And well, I appreciate that there are conscientious greyhound owners out there. I can't step away from an industry in and of itself that I feel is inherently cruel. Again, the figures for this year alone, the first 6 months of this year alone, on the 15 active tracks that we had 96 greyhounds who were euthanized or died from racing on our 15 tracks in 6 months alone. Now, I'm a dog logger for myself. I'm regularly out on beaches and I'll be out twice a day with my own dog. The idea that I can attend an event for sport that receives such a level of state funding and have such an outcome of cruelty for an animal is something that I can't abide by. So I absolutely do want to just state about how we fund our Olympic athletes and our sports of the future. But I was asked in the context of greyhound funding, it does crystallise things when we have our Olympic athletes only getting 12 million and the greyhound industry got 19. I feel it could be infinitely well spent. But beyond that, I also think as a practice, it does a cruelty built into it. And if Michael feels that the sport in and of itself is such commercial viability, why can't it wash its own face? Why can't the state step away from it?
Michael, setting aside the welfare issues, that's a question that's been asked, and it's been asked as well of the horse racing industry, maybe to a greater degree. You know, that yes, maybe there'd be some cutting of cloth, but if these industries are as valuable as people claim they are, it hardly needs the leg up from government or from state coffers.
Well, if you were to take that to its ultimate conclusion, look at all the other services that the state actually has to provide funding to. So are we saying that if you can't stand on your own and if you can't wash your own face, that you shouldn't get support from the state? That's nonsensical. Because if that was the case, so the wheels of this country would actually close down. Because there are many worthwhile causes and worthwhile events and worthwhile everything that this government supports and past governments have to support, because they can't wash their own face.
No, but I think the point Gary is making is that greyhound racing can wash its own face. You know, like I said, it's worth billions, and horse racing is worth billions and billions to the economy. And if that's true, then it can wash its own face. It'd be like giving money to a private hospital, public money.
No, not necessarily so. And I will use we have a university hospital in County Kerry, Tralee University Hospital, Kerry University Hospital. And what I have to say about that is, why do they have to come along every year, despite the fact that we're spending over $22 billion on health? And at the same time, when we need what we call a comfort fund and different things that we need for that hospital, we have to go to the greyhound track to raise those funds. So if Gary is saying, close down greyhound racing, well, then he's also saying, whether it's the local schools, whether it's the local charities, the local events, our local hospital, he's saying that, well, we shouldn't be supporting that either. And sure, if the state were doing their job, they wouldn't have to be out fundraising. Would local schools have to be fundraising if they were being adequately resourced? But they're not.
Could I ask, so you have a new football team down there, Kerry FC, which is just set up with great ambitions. They receive paltry funding from the state, if any. So are you telling me that when you go to Kerry FC, for example, where you see the hundreds of young people involved in their youth teams, the amount of people that go to their matches on the weekend, they receive a paltry level of funding from the state. And then you have Tralee Racecourse, for example, which has an average attendance of 122 people. You might do fundraising there at Christmas, but outside of the rest of the year, you won't make much money out of it, I tell you. And so what we're saying is, so for example, Kerry FC get paltry, if any, state funding. Where you have the Tralee Greyhound Stadium gets an enormous amount of funding from this 19 million pot, and it's not equitable. And then you have one that doing an awful amount of good work, and then you have one where the industry in itself can't really tell us where 2,700 dogs are that were born in 2021.
I gave the first word to Gary, so Michael, you can have the final word.
Well, the final word is, as a politician, Gary, you shouldn't be causing a divide. You shouldn't be saying it's one or the other. What you should be using your time at, you should be coming along and saying that you're proud of our athletes, which I am, and our seven people, our seven medals that we are getting.
But I'm not proud of that industry, Michael.
But what we should be saying is, support our athletes, our high-performing athletes, give them more money, but don't be trying to cause a divide and trying to put down one organisation or one group of people to put up another. That's bad politics. It's poor vision. It's bad.
And bad what politics is funding.
I don't interrupt you. I don't know why you do it.
You always interrupt me.
What I would be saying is, we should be supporting our horse racing, we should be supporting our greyhounds, and we should be supporting our high-performing athletes as well in a far greater degree. And that's government's failing, and you should be highlighting that today and not trying to put down what I would call...
Let's not use the word...
Michael Healy-Ray, Independent TD for Kerry. Gary Gannon, Social Democrat TD for Dublin Central. Thank you both very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.